You're very welcome back to Horizons.
Sister Karen Kent, thank you very much for joining me this morning on Horizons.
Good morning, Mary.
You have your annual novena coming up in St. John's in Tralee. Tell me what it will be like this year.
This year, Mary, for our Sacred Heart Novena, we've taken the theme A Heart For, that our hearts are open for all the things that we need to pray for, reflect on and think about. And it will be at 6:10 Mass each evening. So we begin on Thursday and we're going to pray A Heart For the Young. And our young people will have begun their exams the day before, so we will be remembering them especially.
Very hard time. Always
very hard time. And they're always looking for prayer. Pray for me. So we will pray. Mm-hmm. But we'd like them to come and their parents and their grandparents join together in praying for them at that time.
Absolutely lovely.
And for all our young people, whether you're sitting exams or whether you've just started your holidays. And then we continue on Friday, A Heart For the Poor. Remembering that so many people are finding life challenging at the moment. At the weekend, on the Saturday morning, that's the difference, at 10 o'clock, we're going to pray for all who are bereaved. Heart for the sorrowful.
Oh, lovely.
And then for the weekend masses, beginning with the vigil on the Saturday evening, it's the Feast of Corpus Christi. So we pray a heart for the family. And on the Saturday evening, following the 6:10 Mass, we'll have our Corpus Christi procession. And this year we're going into the grounds of the Presentation Convent.
And they're a great group.
That praying presence in the heart of our community. So we join with them. We continue that on Sunday through our Masses, Heart for the Family. And then on Monday, it is the year for prayer for vocation and encouraging vocations. So we're having a heart for service and looking at how can we encourage and support and pray for vocations to the priesthood, the diaconate and religious life. And then Tuesday, a heart for synodality. We look towards the synod that's happening in October, but synod happens because we make it happen in our local spaces and places. It's not something that's going to just happen in October. It's going to happen because we choose to make it happen in our parish communities.
Is there a fear around the synodality that because it goes on such a long time, people kind of put it aside and don't consider it because it's kind of like a word and it's out there and ongoing?
And they push it to one side, or others say, well, we'll wait for October and see what they tell us. Synod's going to happen because it happens today and every day. And synodality is about being together, that listening, that talking, that having a heart for one another and being open to being challenged by the other.
And not always easy.
Not always easy, no. But we're going to pray together and think about it on the Tuesday. Then on Wednesday, it's a heart for the sick, for all who are suffering, whether that be in body, mind or spirit, that we come together and we pray for them. And then on Thursday, we look out and we look around our world and we're praying a heart for peace. There's so much conflict and war and destruction going on around us. And we pray for all the people who are affected by it, for those who are trying to find ways to bring peace.
Lovely.
So that's the Thursday. And then on the Friday is our closing day, the Feast of the Sacred Heart. And it's a heart for mission. Praying for ourselves as we go out into the world to witness to the gospel in our lives.
Beautiful. It is a big undertaking and a big invitation to people
it's
to come along.
It's a big undertaking, a big invitation, and we're broadening out the involvement of people in different ways in these days of novena so that we live that synodal moment each time we come and we gather together.
So your hope for this novena is, Karen?
Is that people will come. We'll take the time to pray, we'll have the organ and singing, and it'll be congregation singing, and we hope to bring alive just those 6:10 masses every evening during the 9 days of the novena.
And it's a lovely time of the year. It's a time when people are in better humour because of the lovely weather.
Yeah, and hopefully they'll just take that moment each evening to come to the church and we gather and we pray. And the Sacred Heart Shrine will be there and everyone can come, light their candles, leave their petitions, and they'll all be gathered up each day in the masses.
Sister Karen Kent, pastoral worker with St. John's in Tralee, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Mary.
David Kaufman, Be Still.
Mary Darcy from Glengariff is working away in the parish with several other volunteers and with Father Niall Howard to do up the church. How's everything going there, Mary?
It is beautiful. It's one of Ireland's most beautifully situated villages on the Berry Peninsula. Beautiful weather at the moment. Obviously, tourists love to come here because of our mild climate and everything, so there's been a lot of roadworks and everything done, and the place is looking lovely at the minute.
How are things in the parish following COVID?
There's an air of going forward, and people have come back to the church, and at the moment there are works planned for the church, which is very exciting.
Mary, How are you involved yourself?
Wherever I can give a hand, I do, would be kind of my role. I'm on the liturgy group and different committees in the church like that. And anytime there's anything on, I like to give a hand as best I can. I come from a big family and we were brought up to help all the time. So that's basically me. Wherever I can give a hand, I do.
And are you Glengariff all your life?
Glengariff all my life, yes. But like my husband, we taught in Cork for nearly 40 years and then came back. We retired home a number of years ago. So it's just great to be back. And, you know, we retired so we can take part in bits and pieces. And we actually have children married here as well. So it's great.
That's absolutely lovely. Mm-hmm. So you said the church is in need of some repairs.
It is, yeah. The walls need urgent treatment, really. Anybody visiting the church would know what we're talking about. It's very visible. Basically, you couldn't touch the paintwork now on some walls. Not all of them, luckily, but it might come away with you. Then when all those works are done, the church needs painting badly.
Are these urgent repairs required, and how expensive are we talking about here?
I suppose they're urgent in the sense that if it continues, we'll be beyond doing something about it, I suppose, eventually. And secondly, part of the work involves the defective element of the stairway. So again, you know, we're not using that at the moment until these works will be done. So I'd say you're talking 100,000, basically.
Oh, it's a lot of money. But I mean, every church around the diocese, they take huge money to maintain. So how will a small community like this, how will you fundraise around it?
Well, Father Niall, with the finance committee and the parish council, they've been discussing different ways. The main one will be a GoFundMe page. People could contribute online. So we're busy being encouraged to get on to all the links we can.
For people who don't know how that works, is it on your Facebook page, Glengariff?
It's on Bannon / Glengariff Parish Facebook page.
So there's no difficulty at all getting money from people if they're willing to give it?
We're hoping there'll be no difficulty in people contributing. And there are other ways then that people can contribute as well, of course. But the GoFundMe would be the main one.
And Mary, do you think these renovations, getting the money in, they're vital for your church and community?
They are vital. They are vital. There's no doubt about that, because nobody wants to be worrying about the rainy day, really. But then again, Father Niall continuously reminded. We're here first and foremost. Let us build up our faith, prayer, our practice, and our witness of God in our world, and live it as fully as we can. Walls and pain come second.
Well, that's a good way of putting it, Mary. What makes your area special?
Well, first of all, I suppose it's natural beauty, to be honest. And the people in it, it's a very mixed community. There's a great atmosphere from that point of view. Soon now we'll have our usual Tradfest with Corculacy, the Mass on the Sunday morning. You know, we try and connect the church with whatever.
When is that coming up, Mary?
The 18th of June, and
oh,
we
lovely.
So look forward to that every year.
Tradfest.
We didn't have it during COVID, so yeah, that weekend, Corculé will be at 12 o'clock Mass.
Gorgeous. And have you choirs and stuff like that in the church?
We actually have a lovely choir every Sunday morning.
Who leads the choir?
Barry Parsons. We have a lot of people who have become volunteers at different bits and pieces. It's actually great at the moment.
Sounds absolutely great. So, Mary, your main purpose today is letting everybody know about the GoFundMe page on your Facebook.
Absolutely, yeah. We're hoping for great things. And like lots of us here now, we're full of the excitement of backing Father Niall Strong. He seems very go-ahead. We're delighted to be doing it.
Well, it sounds like Father Niall Howard is very lucky to have all of ye, and the best of luck with this fundraising.
Prayer to the Trinity. Praise to the Father, praise to the Son, praise to the Spirit, the three in one. Amen.
Thank you very much for listening to me, Mary Fagan, this morning on Horizons. Thanks to the production team, in particular Jeff Mitchell. Just a Thought for the coming week is from Sylvia Thompson. Mass follows directly. Till this time, next Sunday morning, have a very good week.